Hello, this is Frank calling you from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
And what university was this?
At Florida International University.
Okay.
Perfect. And is your home a single family home, town home, apartment, condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
You know, it's a condominium community, but we each own our own home.
And is it like a condominium, or it's like a single home, town home, apartment, manufactured home,
mobile home? It's like a town home.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or you rent your home?
Own.
Okay, awesome. Oh, perfect. And by any chance, please tell me in what year was your home built? Do you have an idea?
1987. Oh, wait, no, 1987.
1980, okay. Perfect, thank you, sir. And have you done any upgrade modification to the property? Just so you can have an idea, roofing upgrades, impact windows, draining upgrades, structural upgrades, or no?
We've done upgrades. We remodeled some of the rooms.
Okay, perfect.
And put storm windows on.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
8.
8 years?
Yes.
Perfect. And have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following tropical storm? Hurricane Category 1, Hurricane Category 2, Hurricane Category
3. We've had a hurricane, but it didn't do much damage. I don't know. It's a low level.
Okay. Thank you so much. And can you tell me the name? Just give me 1 second. And by any chance, you can tell me the name of the hurricane tropical of the... if you remember the name of the hurricane?
The name of what?
The name of the hurricane.
No, I don't remember what it was. That was 2 years ago.
Okay, not a problem.
And then, that's the one that hit Florida real hard. I can't remember the name.
Not a problem. If you don't remember, not a problem. And have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physical damage by the hurricane?
No.
No? Okay, thank you so much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable? Somewhat vulnerable or not too vulnerable?
Well, I don't understand you.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me do the question once again, okay? In this case, let me do it once again. How vulnerable do you feel to damage?
Vulnerable. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornadoes or flooding hazard? Do you feel, in this case, extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Well, as long as I live in Florida, I feel somewhat vulnerable.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Excellent. And if a serious hurricane Well, in this case, treat your home. How would you prepare in this case? So if something's wrong with the, is, so I, and if at this time, so we have a hurricane and the hurricane attacked your home, in this case, how prepared do you are right now for this situation?
Not very, no.
Okay.
It sort of depends upon the our community guides us in this respect.
Okay.
We have a homeowners community, and they put a give us information on what we need to do and how we are to react.
Okay, perfect. Okay, you understood. Excellent, thank you. And well, perfect. So we're going to pass in this case for the next question. Just get one. And in this case, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Hello?
I don't know.
You're not, well, let me give you some answers. When the hurricane watching, well, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Perfect. So the first one is when a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or if your home is already prepared, and in this case, so you will be ready in a few hours.
We have some things ready for a hurricane, and we will hear what we're told to do. Our community will instruct us if we are to leave or stay or whatever.
Okay, and let me ask you this. This is the next question. Well, in this case, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household, in this case, will have all the information need to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? So you think are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
What were my three choices? Say them again.
Now let me give you the question once again. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you and your household will you have all the information needed to protect yourself and all your home from hurricane damage? Do you think that you're very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
And very, very, very certain? Somewhat certain or not certain at all?
Certain.
Okay, perfect. So this is the next question.
How much more do you have?
Oh, just a couple. Just not too much. Don't worry about that. We almost finished. And well, in this case, please select your top three source of information. Internet source and social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Well, I, like I said before, it's our association is giving us the information, and we have a community of... that's one of their responsibilities is to keep us informed. And, we have radio, that we can listen to and, but the community keeps us informed with.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. And thank you so much for that. And in this case, the next question is on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 is being less prepared and five is most prepared, how would you rate your household preparation?
Give me the two.
Yeah. So once again, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 is being less prepared and 5 is most prepared, how would you rate your household preparation for hurricanes?
Was it 1 to 5?
Yeah, 1 is being less prepared and 5 is being most prepared. So you can choose.
Okay, I would say 3.
3. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And in this case, next question is, have any of these factors, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, cost of food, cost of shelter, transportation cost of housing, property taxes, none of the above.
I don't understand the question again.
Let me do the question once again. In this case, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Cost of insurance, cost of food, cost of shelter, transportation cost of housing, property taxes, or none of the above?
I don't know. I don't know. Sorry.
You don't know? No.
You have to continue.
Not a problem. Let me do the next one. Just give me 1 second. The system is loading. Sorry about that. But we almost finished. Well, in this case, the next question is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No?
No.
No, not a problem. Just perfect. And in this case, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watches, well, in this case, when a hurricane is starting 48 hours, if someone give you the hurricane warning, if it's a category 3 hurricane, and also the last question, if emergency office order you to evacuate, so what is your option?
I want to end this because I'm having trouble. You know, you're...